welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cave School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Sup, dude.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
All right, question of the day is for me this time. What did your character do over winter break? Because we're not actually going through it as a group for the first time in this campaign. It feels kind of weird.
Went to Arathena and her family. Where's that really good spot for like sledding and skiing? Is that Colorado?
Yes.
That has those nice lodges?
Yes.
That's probably where they went. And she thought it was weird that, you know, she's on a family vacation and nothing weird or there was no fights around. And now she just assumes that every time she goes with her friends anywhere with her family, a fight will ensue. So now whenever they ask, hey, you should bring your friends along, Athena goes, no!
Well, actually, they did try and force you guys together. And essentially, I think Sal ended up going with you anyway. Because his brother's there.
Okay, so then she just assumes it's him.
Chris,
She just assumes it's Chris.
I went home.
You went home that you had, without exaggeration, 4 FSA agents outside your house all Christmas, all break. 2 in front, 2 in back.
Holy shit, what did you do?
And when you ask, what did I do? You say, we've detected multiple threats to this location.
Holy shit, it is Chris!
That's going to be your comment when I get back. I can see it now.
So while you kind of got tagged along because of your brother to the family vacation with Athena, which went swimmingly, by the way. Yeah. You had the most fun you've had on vacation ever.
You know what? I think she brings it up with Sal, and then Sal's like, I think you're right. I think the problem is Chris.
this is the nicest.
This was peaceful. Nothing
I've ever calmest. Had.
Nothing yeah. bad happened.
So of course, I'm sure I'm gonna come back from. I'm gonna go. So how are your FSA agents? And you're gonna go. I'll both look at me like,
what FSA?
No, they have the Hurricane Nighthawk. That wasn't the question. They could kick the ass of not any bad guy, but 60%, which is more than most. Which is they're class threes. They're powerful class threes.
Yeah.
That is so funny. That is now canon.
So, how besides that, I assume Sal worked on his powers.
Sal's working on his powers. He's also investigating the plate. The armor plate.
The spike plate, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to call it the exoskeleton plate. Chris, with your FSA agents, how did you still go out and have fun with your dads and with your dad and Bruce?
Yeah.
And Bruce,
I'm gonna ignore that they're there.
Bruce came back from school. He's not loving it, but it's better than where he was. He's like, I have my own room, and no one barges in and tries to do emergency drills on me every two nights. That's good. He's like, the fact that it's a shared bathroom, not as good. And he got, and if I remember right, he got recruited for the same school that Sal's from.
Yes.
The Seattle.
He took my spot.
Yes. Which, when you were in a dormitory, he actually got his own spot. They managed to finagle him into his own room.
Yeah.
Because, he doesn't know everybody and they don't want to cause fights. Mm-hmm. He comes in and he's always been... I wouldn't say doughy, but unhoned or rough hewn, more like. He comes back a little more cut. Like, dude's looking good. So what do you go do? I mean, what's your family? I know your family's tradition is to like have a big meal. I assume you managed to call your siblings out for a meal with your dad. And you kind of get a message from Sarah saying, I still don't want to come out. I don't even know I exist, but. I may or may not have borrowed your body for a couple minutes. There's an Alano shipment coming. So can you just give him that for me?
Sure.
It's already wrapped. And it's just from Anonymous.
Okay. I know nothing. I understand.
Yeah, you open it up and it is a pretty ornate globe. Because, you know, your dad's a science teacher, right? But he's always been fascinated with, like, old maps and stuff, and this is a replica of like a 19 of like an 1830s globe, so it's pretty cool. But yeah, so what do you guys go do? I just wanted to give you that for your siblings.
What, the siblings probably go out and have a snowball fight.
Siblings. Except for Matthew.
Oh, Matthew excels at it, yeah.
Everybody's just like hiding from him. The ice chunks just go flying and, oh God! Yeah. He's the ice one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But your dad tries to find something special to do with each of your siblings. The problem is, like, they can be out for hours, but all of them out, you can't leave where you're at. Like, and you've gone from having not being able to move from your seat to having like a 5-foot radius, which is nice because you can, like, if you do it in like the kitchen, you can go to the bathroom. You know, like,
yeah.
Like if you're pissing for distance, that's about it. Yeah, so, but he tries to, like, establish something special. Like, with mm-hmm. Matthew, it's his, you know, they talk about glaciers. Like, and how they work, and how fern is formed and stuff like that. And, like, with Rachel, he talks about, you know, the opera. And you know, how the acoustics work and stuff like that. And he tries. He's obviously, he asked for, like, what they can do, and he's, like, been doing research so that he can have something to talk about with each of them. And he's really trying his best. Roll me, only one who needs to roll on this because of what's going on. I need 2 perception rolls from you.
Of course, he has the more exciting one.
He's also got more people.
And this is very true.
So, black one will be first.
Thank you. I was actually going to ask.
Never mind.
Is that a nat 1?
Yes.
It is.
All right. So, the nat 1, you get nothing. The second roll is for like 2 days before the end of vacation. You're kind of, you get your bag packed already. You're all ready to go. And you notice that Bruce is missing. Bruce has been staying in the house. Like,
yeah.
He has not gone back home. He told his family he couldn't go back home. They don't know he's here.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going to go.
So you go up, and you find him tied to a chair.
What the fuck?
I could have predicted that one.
Being interrogated by his parents, and, like, they're threatening legal action on the school if they don't, you know, get more access to him, and he's lying like a rug to try and get them to leave him alone. What do you do? You know his parents are a little nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Or a lot nuts, to be honest.
Their tinfoil hats are made of lead.
Oh, no, they're not tinfoil. They're not even lead foil. They're lead hats.
Yeah. Helmet.
They're pewter helmets. I don't know if you do anything. Because you know the school will come and get him. He's not really left there. Like,
oh, yeah, no.
He knows too much to not go to that school anymore. Like, but do you do anything about it? This is Art having a moral dilemma. Do you interfere with the parent and their children and their child?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's, you know who you're talking to, right?
It is Chris.
Yeah.
Hang on.
What's wrong?
I have...
Oh. Nothing.
Nothing.
He has a solution.
I think I have a solution.
Is it a spell?
Well, it is calm emotions. That's part of my... Okay. But...
Charmer.
Yeah, part of the charmer. Actually, do I still have...
I don't know if you picked it.
Oh, no. I do have charm person, though.
But that works on one person.
Yes. No, but
you,
no.
No, you can do a power check to do that. Like, calm emotions is a basic enough thing. You could use a power check for it.
Actually, I'm... What else do you do with crazy people but give them a new theory to follow?
I'm listening.
I'm going to give them all my data on the Nazis.
Oh my God, you're gonna put them to work? Oh my God, yes!
I think that sounds like a lovely idea, in my opinion.
I'm gonna...
What's a good number in a D12? This could go... Amazing for you or fully tits up?
I'm gonna go 8.
9!
That went so very well. Less than 2 minutes in, they've already untied Bruce.
Yeah, because of course Bruce was helping me and doing information gathering.
And Bruce is smart enough to just say, "It's been rough, man. I'm doing my best." So you end up unloading what you have. How much of it do you actually give them?
Is the question. How far do you go?
Well, that because there's some like going back to the past. You have more information than almost anybody on it. However, you are told not to fucking talk about that particular trip.
Ever. Yes, yes. I won't talk about that particular trip.
Okay,
but I will give them, what's her name? The. Hang on while I reference my notes.
Rebecca Small?
No.
Senator Hardy?
Yes.
Senator Hardy?
Senator Hardy and that whole trip.
Okay. Wait, you tell them about that. Holy shit. And about the clone baby?
I'm going to say that...
Okay, let's ballpark this. How sensitive information, if we're talking, like, everything from what like, would be top secret, then, or are we talking just secret level?
Secret level.
Okay, that's all you need to know. Nazi escapades / hunt. Okay.
Don't call it the Nazi escapades.
Hey, in my notes it says, Chris 6 Bruce's parents on Athletico and the Nazis.
You're not wrong.
You are correct. Jesus Christ.
Get him.
You know what? You are right. All right. That's so suspicious.
So the next 2 days, they ask you to come over, and they want to talk more and more about it. And they don't try and like make you do an obstacle course one time.
Amazing.
That's the first time in like a decade since they haven't made you do it. Like, you know, since they built it. You know all the little splinters where you've accidentally worn away the wood. They haven't replaced it yet.
So yeah, how else do you take crazy people?
So
give them a new crazy thing to follow.
Do you have a conspiracy page in your notebook?
You know that he does.
The whole notebook is conspiracy theories.
Oh. Yeah, the most of it is conspiracy theories, but
if you have a specific one for the Nazi conspiracy,
that's got like 7.
Now I gotta roll. Each of you roll a d20 for me.
Do we want high or low?
Just you want high.
No, but I can start one.
You go first.
I rolled a 9.
I rolled a 19.
Okay. you're each gonna add 8. So 27 and 17. You're going to get, and this you're gonna put down Bruce's parents' Nazi check. You're going when less than like I want to say like about 12 hours after you go back to the school, you're going to get an image dump of an island in the Pacific doesn't have Athletico logos, but they've already found that it is sponsored by Athletico. But it isn't on any books anywhere.
Ooh.
1 week is all it took them.
What the hell have they been doing?
You gotta have the right crazy to be able to find some of this stuff.
That's very true.
We got crazy, but it's in different places.
All right. So you guys make it back to school, and...
Said it was in the Pacific?
It is. So you guys make it back to school, and rather than letting you into the dorms, you guys, like, go to, like, sit your stuff down, and they... No, you guys sit your stuff down, and you're in your rooms, and you go back, and you're like, okay, where did it go? And you go outside, you're going to, you know, because you usually go to the arena, where you kind of get your announcements. And you see there are, like, staff members lining the path to the arena.
You're right.
Like, teachers, nurses, that kind of thing.
This is suspicious.
Very.
And like, military, like, the guys you know who are military are saluting. And how hard do you push for information, or do you kind of just walk past?
Are we gonna die?
What the fuck did you do during break?
What? Nothing major.
Oh, God.
Well, this is the end of us.
Oh, this can't be for
us. They're not saying anything to us, right?
No, they're pointedly not.
The only thing that comes to mind is a line from an old TV show. To those who are about to die,
we salute you.
Oh, God. Oh, no. And you know, there's a couple, like, good luck.
What the hell does that mean?
Yep, we're gonna die.
It's not gonna be that bad.
All right.
It's just Athletico.
Yeah, they bought out the school. They're new sponsors. Yay!
You think fucking Shinsoku would let that shit happen? Fuck that. So you walk up and you're like, does anybody push? Is what I'm asking. Looking for information.
I'm not.
I mean, we're walking.
He's
down.
Got the best chance at it. So
yeah, if he says, say,
honestly, if he didn't say yes, you have no chance.
Yeah.
All right,
if you guys want me to, I will.
I was going to say, I look nervous. Like, I don't know what's happening. And maybe, like, a staff member feels bad.
And something, one of them you see gives, like...
Like, the law teacher sees me or something like that.
Yeah.
And what's the law teacher's name?
God damn it, Art. Please hold. I have a smaller notebook than you.
You can take it.
Absolutely, I will take that.
Art had it.
Of course he did.
I'm pretty sure Mike does, too.
Hmm?
The name of the law teacher.
Gavelmeister.
Yep.
It took me a half a second.
Gavelmeister. I found it.
Okay.
Is interested in talking to Travis. R.I.P.
No, she did.
We also have a challenge coin from him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I remember. Because that's on my back pages of miscellaneous items.
Okay. Does Gavelmeister feel bad for me?
No.
Because she's a bitch.
No, because of how you grow up.
She likes you.
Yeah. And she whispers, "You'll be fine." All right. So you guys walk into the arena, and mm-hmm. you know there are the same seats that are always there. And you notice that it's only your class. The first years are not here.
Okay.
Again, another weird thing. Usually you're all together for this. And you know, you walk up. And you take your normal seats. They're labeled, you know, Alpha Team's here. Bridget's there standing by your seats. And she's looking at you with we got this energy. If that makes sense, you know? And,
Oh my God, it's the picking of where we're going.
Is it just the five teams, or
is it... No, everyone in the hero class.
Okay.
And roll me a perception check, everybody.
Ah, what the... My thing came apart.
Is that a nat one?
I don't get nat ones.
Yes, you do.
I re-roll net ones.
You know,
I re-roll ones.
Do you have? Twos. You have an inspiration.
I have re-roll ones and twos. I re-roll 17.
You don't have that.
I.
You don't. You do. Sorry, you're not my dad who can pull that off. Sorry.
You did have an inspiration.
You could, if you want to, use your once per campaign. Mm-hmm. Take a die from the bucket.
I will take a die from the bucket.
Once per campaign.
That's fine.
For the, don't waste it.
Don't waste it on it. I was going to go grab the Christmas sign.
I rolled a 22.
Okay.
13. 9 plus 4.
She's too freaking worried.
Yeah.
I know, I'm too nervous.
Even with your plus 11 on perception.
That's plus 12, actually. So technically 13, but...
So she's as good as I did.
You two are kind of oblivious. You're just... There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of worried noises. But Sal, who has this new clarity from the mental fortitude granted by his new power, it helps you stay focused.
Yeah.
You have to. Your shit doesn't work. It's just like an armor that exists. You have to, like, there's a conscious, I need to be armored right now. But mechanically, it's pretty much nothing changed. But
yeah,
in the universe, there's a bit, there's at least thought
there's
to it.
There's a mental focus I need to
have. And you spot a brand new person on stage. He's back behind Shinsoku. And Shinsoku's kind of talking to him animatedly. They obviously know each other very well.
Okay.
Do I have this person's name anywhere written down? There's an inspiration opportunity coming because I'm not going to find it. This is first campaign, though. So Shinsoku walks in and he's got a determined look on his face.
Okay.
Which is weird for the guy about to give a speech. He says, "Welcome, sophomores, to your second semester at Cape School. Our second semester, you know, or your third year of your fourth semester at Cape School. We have something entirely different for you this semester, and
now for something completely different.
We're hoping that it will give you the perspective you need to, what would be the term? Not succeed, but to excel next year as things just keep getting harder." He says, "Behind me is Demon's dad's name."
Oh, God.
Marcus?
That's close.
No, it's nope. Wrong one.
Merrick. So, he waves to his friend. He says, "This is Merrick Kitsis. This is the father of my compatriot on the Vanguard, Demon. He is one of the foremost portal experts in the world." And you guys wonder, why the fuck do you need a portal expert for a goddamn school?
All right, now I'm really scared.
He says, he says, "By a show of hands, who's familiar with how the portals work that dump monsters onto Earth? Who knows how they work?"
Salamander is just like...
Athena raised her hand. Do you? Or are you lying?
I thought we did.
Not this campaign.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Sal raises his hand. And you're like one of four people in the audience who raises their hand.
Anybody that has looked into it and has an intelligence of like 16 or higher.
Maybe even 18 or higher. It is, yeah. It's complicated. And he says, and when seeing that, he says, "That's about what I expected." Essentially, the portals are doorways to another world that has an overabundance of whatever it is that comes through. Earth is some sort of nexus point. It has been since time immemorial. It was sealed for a while. That's a whole other talk. I don't even know if it's in history books yet. Don't worry about it. It'll come out eventually. I'm not supposed to tell anybody about that. Anyway, he actually goes, "Shit. Don't talk about that." And he says, "Well, I'm not sending you any... I am sending you through a portal, it isn't to any of those places.
I was worried for a minute
there. I'm sending each team to its own individual artificial realm."
What?
All right.
They're all identical, and the challenges inside are all identical. This has been put together by my team as well as two dozen of our friends as a place to train young capes in what they might end up dealing with in the future. You're going to walk through, in about 10 minutes or so, he looks at Merrick, Merrick nods. In about 10 minutes or so, these portals, and he points to like the stage, and you see there's, at the edge of the stage, you see there are ruined like half circles. Those portals are going to open, and you're each going to walk through the one labeled with your team number, or letter. And, we'll see you at the end of the semester.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right.
He says, "They're all identical. There is no favoritism here. This is going to be an interesting experience for all of you. Your handlers will be going with you, and they do have a chit that will allow you all to be warped back out immediately. However, if that happens, you will be your maximum grade for the semester will be a C, and your opportunity to be granted your CAPE license at graduation is dramatically reduced. Any questions?
What gear can we take?
Anything you're carrying.
All right.
As well as, you have the next 20 minutes to spend every credit, coin, and retrieve things in your bags. All right, team. Tell me what y'all bought.
I need to go first before I forget.
Okay.
Paul forced me to empty my bank account.
That is not what happened.
That's exactly what happened. I bought an extra... First, I bought 5 more blue discs. And if you forgot what my blue discs do, they are half damage for cold once per day. Then, we got some...
And they're expendable, so that it's not like she gets...
Then I got some arrows. Lightning and acid, both 12. And then I helped pay for that handy haversack and the bag of holding. Then I got a glider, which is 30 foot of flying.
It's wings.
Wings. And then when I've had my final gold left, I bought Lucky.
One use of OG Lucky.
OG Lucky once per day. Forever.
Correct.
High five.
Mike, you want to go next?
Sure. I bought an upgrade to my dragon vessel to make it wakened from slumbering. So now it can produce a bunch of new stuff.
Superior healing potion, potion of flying.
Potion of dragon's breath. Other fun things. But the next, I bought some energy cells for the spark arms to give different elemental types.
Gunny will teach you how to turn them into grenades if you want.
I have elemental grenade.
No, like the big ones.
Sure. I don't like the thought of losing these, but hey, sure, if I can get a skill.
He'll teach you how to do it in case you ever need it.
Got it. I split the cost of a Magitek drone with Chris. I'm calling it the Saberhawk. It's an aerial drone for surveillance. And 2 healing potions, a basic and a greater.
All right. All right. Last but not least, big spender.
All right. Well, I did the handy haversack.
Yep.
Big holding. Folding boat.
Mm-hmm. Folding boat. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. The Delver's Claws, which is going to be part of my spark arm.
It's like the third. It's the third mode in your spark arms now.
Yeah.
What are the first? The staff.
Yeah.
What's the second one? You never use it.
That's the one that allows me to re-roll.
No.
The one that makes a miss into a crit.
No, that's part of the staff.
Oh, no, I thought
that's part of the staff.
Oh, is that part of the staff?
Yeah.
I don't think I had a second one.
You have a second mode. Everyone does. Oh, so it's a fucking melee weapon you don't ever use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the one that boosts your cantrips. No, that's the staff.
That's the staff.
No, it's a melee weapon you don't ever use.
You have a melee and a ranged option. That's what the original intent
was. Yep.
And you just literally don't ever use it. You have a rapier. It's a rapier.
Yes.
It's made of wood. Yeah, I remember. Okay, continue. Sorry, I derailed that. But
and then
mark it.
The ring of telekinesis.
That was your big spend.
That was my big spend.
Telekinesis at will is real, real strong.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You picked up a fly speed, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
The wings. Yeah, we talked about that. Okay. Yeah.
And then we also did... We got the extreme weather gear.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the... Oh, and I picked up a bunch of spices.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you can get... You want to write down percentages or no? I'm going to say you can get 50 pounds of the spices. But you got to split it up among... Pick, let's say, 3 spices to do. Salt, pepper, and one other thing. 50 pounds, spread it however you want it, but it's
Plus, he has seeds for whatever vices.
Yeah. Miscellaneous seeds.
I assume you give a grow kit? You bring a grow kit with you?
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Like a tiny terrarium kind of thing? However, you can't put that in the bag of holding because it'll die. It's alive.
So let's see.
You can go in a portable hole, though. Because that isn't, there's no stasis involved.
So, salt.
Salt, pepper, and one other thing. What's the third spice, guys?
I have an idea, but I'll see if anybody comes up with
cayenne or, you know, what?
I was thinking paprika.
I was also thinking paprika.
Do you know what paprika is?
It's literally ground up red bell pepper.
No, it's ground up bell peppers. Yeah. That's all it is. You could just grow bell peppers. Why would you do that?
Okay.
Like, cayenne is a little heftier.
I was thinking,
ground basil.
No,
Italian seasoning? Just fucking Italian seasoning?
You know what? Hold up. I feel like that's very Luna, but I'm going to say that she brings it too. What if we brought along pumpkin spice?
10 pounds of pumpkin spice?
Yeah. They won't know what to do with it. That's...
As someone
that's grew... like 3 or 4 different spices in it, isn't it?
That's what I was saying. Italian seasoning is like.
Parsley. Well, that's why you. I thought of.
You know
it
what? You could
split Italian seasoning.
If you want to split it between pumpkin spice and Italian seasoning, I'll let you split the last half.
Okay.
Yeah, do a mixture one. Show it. Are you good?
Yeah.
So yep. So 25 pounds of salt, 15 pounds of pepper, 5 pounds of pumpkin spice.
Hell yeah.
And 5 pounds of Italian seasoning.
Yeah! We are ready!
Alright. Any meat or jerky you buy?
Oh, yeah. That's...
Well, yeah, that's a part of
the... No, in addition to what's given you in your packets.
Yeah, because you said you were going to pick up at least another 2 weeks worth of food for yourself. I think that's a good idea for all of us.
So I'm going to say you get an additional 10 pounds of jerky, which is like $160 in real life. Which is actually, again, Athena's rich. You're not that worried about it. So, you know, time comes and you see everyone like frantically packing bags and you just all have these, you have 2 backpacks?
No, that's it. Cause you have
the bag.
Yeah, 2 backpacks. One's a messenger bag and one's a backpack. That's it. Like, and they're like, where's the rest of your stuff? It's here.
Yeah. We're all good.
You do see that the support class, the Zeta team, has, they purchased golems.
Where the hell was that in the catalog?
They're making gold. Like, selling shit. They had, that one has a stone golem, one has an iron golem, and one has, you're not sure what it's made out of. But it's not, like, it's not flesh or, it's clay, maybe?
Wood?
It should be a wooden golem, yeah. But they're each being carried by a golem. And they're like, I think they're going to be okay.
Go ahead.
And they
all
go,
right, that's cool.
And they go, got to spend it or die, right? Yeah. Like, and their handler looks so proud. Like, just so proud of his team.
They're making bank because everybody's coming to them to make stuff.
A lot of the stuff you guys bought were from them. They were literally like, and spent. There's one guy in the non-cape track who's a golemancer. He makes golems. That's all he can do. He takes natural materials, turns them into golems. He's now rich.
Yeah.
Talk to him about getting one of those runewood golems.
If it would take it.
If you can talk to your friend, the tree.
Yes.
It's way too much wood. They'd never give it to you.
Yeah.
Way too much.
No, but
use
I
that
think...
as a core for a...
That's exactly what I was thinking. I still have the... extra pieces that we had from, which I am taking with us from the.
But you give them away to each person. Each person you talk with, you said that.
Yeah. Select people.
So I said select.
Oh, was it select? People. Okay.
And if I remember right, I gave away 2 and 1.
Okay.
And now no, I gave away 2 and 2.
It was Archie, Anna.
Yes.
Claw and. Monty.
No, Roxa.
Roxas.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Roxas so got the
potions. So you've got 5 left. You had 9, right? Or 10?
Well, I had 12 doses, so I have 10 doses left.
Of the lie thing.
Yes. And then...
Oh, and you're each handed a purple vial. Like a purple vial, and says... And when you hear someone talking your language you don't understand, drink this and it'll teach you the language. Once. Okay. All right. So you guys, Shinsoku looks at you all and looks... He looks proud. Like, no one fought it. No one said, I don't want to do this, this is bullshit. Everyone decided to sack up and do it. He was very worried for Zeta Team. He sees them with golems. They're going to be okay. Sees you guys. And anyone here have telepathy or anything like that? Oh!
Yeah.
He walks close enough to get within the 30-foot range of Athena's telepathy from the ring, right?
Yes.
And says, you might recognize where you're going.
I wait till he's out of our region, and I kind of tell them that through telepathy.
Okay. You guys are... The portal's waiting. And you go, all right, teams, step through your portals, and we'll see you in 8 weeks. No, 16 weeks? Yeah, 16 weeks. 16 weeks? Okay. How long is the semester?
9 weeks.
Is that right? Pretty sure it's 16 weeks.
That's half a semester, sorry.
Yeah, 16 weeks. 16. I'll see you in 16 weeks. And you walk through the portal, and did you... What are you guys... You're just wearing your normal suits, right? Your normal super suits? Okay. Yeah, armored up, I'm assuming, just in case. You step out into sand, and it is fucking hot. Like...
Fuck you, Paul!
I'm talking, like, it is... The sand beneath your feet is 130 or 140 degrees. It is toasty!
Toasty, toasty warm.
It's probably 120 degrees, and y'all are, it's real unpleasant here.
I have resistance to fire.
You're pretty much fine. It's still oppressively, like...
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot? But it won't hurt you. It's just, it's like, you walk from, like, 70 degrees to 120. There was no gap. Bridget looks out around this, and she goes, oh, fuck this! And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.